Chapter 2. From about the time when he began the study of theology till he was licensed to preach, April 1st, 1742 to July 29th, 1742. In the spring of 1742, Brainerd went to live with the Reverend Mr. Mills of Ripton to pursue his studies with him for the work of the ministry. Here he spent the greater part of the time until he was licensed to preach, but frequently rode to visit the neighboring ministers, particularly Mr. Cook of Stratford, Mr. Graham of Southbury, and Mr. Bellamy of Bethlehem. The following are extracts from his diary at this period. April 1, 1742. I seem to be declining with respect to my life and warmth in divine things. Have not had so free access to God in prayer today as usual of late. Oh, that God would humble me deeply in the dust before him. I deserve hell every day for not loving my Lord more, who has, I trust, loved me and given himself for me, and every time I am enabled to exercise any grace renewedly, I am renewedly indebted to the God of all grace for special assistance. Where then is boasting? Surely it is excluded, when we think how we are dependent on God for the existence and every act of grace. Oh, if ever I get to heaven, it will be because God pleases and nothing else. For I never did anything of myself but get away from God. My soul will be astonished at the unsearchable riches of divine grace when I arrive at the mansions which the blessed Saviour is gone before to prepare. April 2nd. In the afternoon I felt in secret prayer much resigned, calm, and serene. What are all the storms of this lower world if Jesus by his Spirit does but come walking on the seas? Some time past I had much pleasure in the prospect of the heathen being brought home to Christ, and desired that the Lord would employ me in that work. But now my soul more frequently desires to die, to be with Christ. Oh, that my soul were wrapped up in divine love, and my longing desires after God increased. In the evening was refreshed in prayer, with the hopes of the advancement of Christ's kingdom in the world. Lord's Day, April 4th. My heart was wandering and lifeless. In the evening, God gave me faith in prayer, made my soul melt in some measure, and gave me to taste a divine sweetness. O my blessed God, let me climb up near to him and love and long and plead and wrestle and stretch after him and for deliverance from the body of sin and death. Alas, my soul mourned to think I should ever lose sight of its beloved again. O come, Lord Jesus. Amen. April 6th. I walked out this morning, had an affecting sense of my own vileness, and cried to God to cleanse me, to give me repentance and pardon. I then began to find it sweet to pray, and could think of undergoing the greatest sufferings in the cause of Christ with pleasure, and found myself willing, if God should so order it, to suffer banishment from my native land, among the heathen, that I might do something for their salvation, in distresses and deaths of any kind. Then God gave me to wrestle earnestly for others, for the kingdom of Christ in the world, and for dear Christian friends. April 8th. Had raised hopes today respecting the heathen. Oh, that God would bring in great numbers of them to Jesus Christ. I cannot but hope that I shall see that glorious day. Everything in this world seems exceeding vile and little to me. I appear so to myself. I had some little dawn of comfort today in prayer, but especially tonight I think I had some faith and power of intercession with God. I was enabled to plead with God for the growth of grace in myself, and many of the dear children of God then lay with weight upon my soul. Blessed be the Lord. It is good to wrestle for divine blessings. April 9th. Most of my time in morning devotion was spent without sensible sweetness, yet I had one delightful prospect of arriving at the heavenly world. I am more amazed than ever at such thoughts, for I see myself infinitely vile and unworthy. No poor creature stands in need of divine grace more than I, and none abuse it more than I have done, and still do. Lord's Day, April 11th. In the morning I felt but little life, yet my heart was somewhat drawn out in thankfulness to God for his amazing grace and condescension to me in past influences and assistances of his Spirit. Afterward, I had some sweetness in the thoughts of arriving at the heavenly world. Oh, for the happy day! After public worship, God gave me special assistance in prayer. I wrestled with my dear Lord, and intercession was made a delightful employment to me. In the evening, as I was viewing the light in the north, I was delighted in the contemplation of the glorious morning of the resurrection. April 12th. This morning the Lord was pleased to lift up the light of his countenance upon me in secret prayer, and made the season very precious to my soul. Though I have been so depressed of late, respecting my hopes of future serviceableness in the cause of God, yet now I had much encouragement. I was especially assisted to intercede and plead for poor souls, and for the enlargement of Christ's kingdom in the world, and for special grace for myself to fit me for special services. My faith lifted me above the world, and removed all those mountains over which of late I could not look. I wanted not the favor of man to lean upon, for I knew that Christ's favor was infinitely better, and that it was no matter when nor where nor how Christ should send me, nor what trials he should still exercise me with, if I might be prepared for his work and will. April 14th. My soul longed for communion with Christ and for the mortification of indwelling corruption, especially spiritual pride. Oh, there is a sweet day coming, wherein the weary will be at rest. My soul has enjoyed much sweetness this day in the hope of its speedy arrival. April 15th. My desires apparently centered in God, and I found a sensible attraction of soul after him sundry times today. I know that I long for God, and a conformity to his will, in inward purity and holiness, 10,000 times more than for anything here below. Lord's Day, April 18th. I retired early this morning into the woods for prayer, had the assistance of God's Spirit and faith in exercise, and was enabled to plead with fervency for the advancement of Christ's kingdom in the world, and to intercede for dear absent friends. At noon, God enabled me to wrestle with him, and to feel, as I trust, the power of divine love in prayer. At night, I saw myself infinitely indebted to God, and had a view of my failures in duty. It seemed to me that I had done as it were nothing for God, and that I had lived to him but a few hours of my life. April 19th. I set apart this day for fasting and prayer to God for his grace, especially to prepare me for the work of the ministry, to give me divine aid and direction in my preparations for that great work, and in his own time to send me into his harvest. Accordingly, in the morning I endeavored to plead for the divine presence for the day, and not without some life. In the forenoon I felt the power of intercession for precious immortal souls, for the advancement of the kingdom of my dear Lord and Savior in the world, and withal a most sweet resignation and even consolation and joy, in the thoughts of suffering hardships, distresses, and even death itself in the promotion of it, and had special enlargement in pleading for the enlightening and conversion of the poor heathen. In the afternoon God was with me of a truth. Oh, it was blessed company indeed. God enabled me so to agonize in prayer that I was quite wet with sweat, though in the shade and the cool wind. My soul was drawn out very much for the world. I grasped for multitudes of souls. I think I had more enlargement for sinners than for the children of God, though I felt as if I could spend my life in cries for both. I had great enjoyment in communion with my dear Savior. I think I never in my life felt such an entire weanness from this world, and so much resigned to God in everything. Oh, that I may always live to and upon my blessed God. Amen. Amen. April 20th. This day I am 24 years of age. Oh, how much mercy have I received the year past! How often has God caused his goodness to pass before me! And how poorly have I answered the vows I made 1 year since to be wholly the Lord's, to be forever devoted to his service! The Lord help me to live more to his glory for the time to come. This has been a sweet, a happy day to me. Blessed be God. I think my soul was never so drawn out in intercession for others as it has been this night. Had a most fervent wrestle with the Lord tonight for my enemies, and I hardly ever so longed to live to God, and to be altogether devoted to him. I wanted to wear out my life in his service and for his glory. April 21st. Felt much calmness and resignation, and God again enabled me to wrestle for numbers of souls and gave me fervency in the sweet duty of intercession. I enjoy of late more sweetness in intercession for others than in any other part of prayer. My blessed Lord really let me come near to him and plead with him. Lord's Day, April 25th. This morning I spent about 2 hours in secret duties and was enabled, more than ordinarily, to agonize for immortal souls. At night I was exceedingly melted with divine love and had some feeling sense of the blessedness of the upper world. Those words hung upon me with much divine sweetness. Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Oh, the near access that God sometimes gives us in our addresses to him. This may well be termed appearing before God. It is so indeed, in the true spiritual sense, and in the sweetest sense. I think that I have not had such power of intercession these many months, both for God's children and for dead sinners, as I have had this evening. I wished and longed for the coming of my dear Lord. I longed to join the angelic hosts in praises, wholly free from imperfection. Oh, the blessed moment hastens. All I want is to be more holy, more like my dear Lord. Oh, for sanctification. My very soul pants for the complete restoration of the blessed image of my Saviour, that I may be fit for the blessed enjoyments and employments of the heavenly world. Farewell, vain world. My soul can bid adieu. My Saviour taught me to abandon you. Your charms may gratify a sensual mind, but cannot please a soul for God designed. Forbear to entice, cease then my soul to call. 'Tis fixed through grace, my God shall be my all. While he thus lets me heavenly glories view, your beauties fade, my heart's no room for you. The Lord refreshed my soul with many sweet passages of his word. O the new Jerusalem, my soul longed for it. O the song of Moses and the Lamb, and that blessed song, that no man can learn but they who are redeemed from the earth. Lord, I'm a stranger here alone, earth no true comforts can afford, yet absent from my dearest one. My soul delights to cry, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord, my only love, and possess my soul, nor thence depart, grant me kind visits, heavenly dove. My God shall then have all my heart. April 27th. I arose and retired early for secret devotions, and in prayer God was pleased to pour such ineffable comforts into my soul that I could do nothing for some time but say over and over, O my sweet Saviour, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. If I had 1,000 lives, my soul would gladly have laid them all down at once, to have been with Christ. My soul never enjoyed so much of heaven before. It was the most refined and most spiritual season of communion with God I ever yet felt. April 28th. I withdrew to my usual place of retirement, in great peace and tranquility, spent about 2 hours in secret duties, and felt much as I did yesterday morning, only weaker and more overcome. I seemed to depend wholly on my dear Lord, weaned from all other dependencies. I knew not what to say to my God, but only lean on his bosom, as it were, and breathe out my desires after a perfect conformity to him in all things. Thirsting desires after perfect holiness and insatiable longings possessed my soul. God was so precious to me that the world, with all its enjoyments, was infinitely vile. I had no more value for the favor of men than for pebbles. The Lord was my ail, and that he overruled all greatly delighted me. I think that my faith and dependence on God scarce ever rose so high. I saw him such a fountain of goodness that it seemed impossible I should distrust him again, or be any way anxious about anything that should happen to me. I now had great satisfaction in praying for absent friends and for the enlargement of Christ's kingdom in the world. Much of the power of these divine enjoyments remained with me through the day. In the evening my heart seemed to melt, and I trust was really humbled for indwelling corruption, and I mourned like a dove. I felt that all my unhappiness arose from my being a sinner. With resignation I could bid welcome to all other trials, but sin hung heavy upon me, for God discovered to me the corruption of my heart. I went to bed with a heavy heart because I was a sinner, though I did not in the least doubt of God's love. Oh, that God would purge away my dross and take away my tin, and make me 10 times refined. May 1st. I was enabled to cry to God with fervency for ministerial qualifications, that he would appear for the advancement of his own kingdom, and that he would bring in the heathen. Had much assistance in my studies. This has been a profitable week to me. I have enjoyed many communications of the blessed Spirit in my soul. May 3rd. Had a sense of vile ingratitude. In the morning I withdrew to my usual place of retirement, and mourned for my abuse of my dear Lord. Spent the day in fasting and prayer. God gave me much power of wrestling for his cause and kingdom, and it was a happy day to my soul. God was with me all the day, and I was more above the world than ever in my life. May 13th, at Wethersfield. Saw so much of the wickedness of my heart that I longed to get away from myself. I never before thought that there was so much spiritual pride in my soul. I felt almost pressed to death with my own vileness. Oh, what a body of death is there in me! Lord, deliver my soul. I could not find any convenient place for retirement and was greatly exercised. Rode to Hartford in the afternoon. Had some refreshment and comfort in religious exercises with Christian friends. but longed for more retirement. Oh, the closest walk with God is the sweetest heaven that can be enjoyed on earth. June 14th. Felt somewhat of the sweetness of communion with God and the constraining force of his love, how admirably it captivates the soul and makes all the desires and affections center in God. I set apart this day for secret fasting and prayer to entreat God to direct and bless me with regard to the great work which I have in view of preaching the gospel, and that the Lord would return to me and individually show me the light of his countenance. Had little life and power in the forenoon. Near the middle of the afternoon, God enabled me to wrestle ardently in intercession for absent friends. But just at night, the Lord visited me marvelously in prayer. I think my soul never was in such an agony before. I felt no restraint, for the treasures of divine grace were opened to me. I wrestled for absent friends, for the ingathering of souls, for multitudes of poor souls, and for many that I thought were the children of God in many distant places. I was in such an agony, from half an hour before sunset till near dark, that I was all over wet with sweat. But yet it seemed to me that I had wasted away the day and had done nothing. Oh, my dear Saviour did sweat blood for poor souls. I longed for more compassion toward them, felt still in a sweet frame, under a sense of divine love and grace, and went to bed in such a frame with my heart set on God. June 15th. Had the most ardent longings after God. At noon, in my secret retirement, I could do nothing but tell my dear Lord, in a sweet calm, that he knew I desired nothing but himself, nothing but holiness, that he had given me these desires and he only could give me the thing desired. I never seemed to be so unhinged from myself, and to be so wholly devoted to God. My heart was swallowed up in God most of the day. In the evening I had such a view of the soul being, as it were, enlarged to contain more holiness, that it seemed ready to separate from my body. I then wrestled in an agony for divine blessings, had my heart drawn out in prayer for some Christian friends beyond what I ever had before. I feel differently now from what I ever did under any enjoyments before, more engaged to live to God forever and less pleased with my own frames. I am not satisfied with my frames, nor feel at all more easy after such strugglings than before, for it seems far too little, if I could always be so. Oh, how short do I fall of my duty in my sweetest moments. June 18th. Considering my great unfitness for the work of the ministry, my present deadness, and total inability to do anything for the glory of God that way, feeling myself very helpless, and at a great loss what the Lord would have me to do, I set apart this day for prayer to God, and spent most of the day in that duty, but was amazingly deserted most of the day. Yet I found God graciously near, once in particular. While I was pleading for more compassion for immortal souls, my heart seemed to be opened at once, and I was enabled to cry with great ardency for a few minutes. Oh, I was distressed to think that I should offer such dead, cold services to the living God. My soul seemed to breathe after holiness, a life of constant devotedness to God. But I am almost lost sometimes in the pursuit of this blessedness, and ready to sink, because I continually fall short and miss of my desire. Oh, that the Lord would help me to hold out yet a little while until the happy hour of deliverance comes. June 30th. Spent this day alone in the woods, in fasting and prayer, underwent the most dreadful conflicts in my soul. I saw myself so vile that I was ready to say, I shall now perish by the hand of Saul. I thought that I had no power to stand for the cause of God, but was almost afraid of the shaking of a leaf. Spent almost the whole day in prayer, incessantly. I could not bear to think of Christians showing me any respect. I almost despaired of doing any service in the world. I could not feel any hope or comfort respecting the heathen, which used to afford me some refreshment in the darkest hours of this nature. I spent the day in bitterness of soul. Near night I felt a little better and afterward enjoyed some sweetness in secret prayer. July 1st. Had some enjoyment in prayer this morning and far more than usual in secret prayer tonight, and desired nothing so ardently as that God should do with me just as he pleased. July 2nd. Felt composed in secret prayer in the morning. My desires ascended to God this day as I was traveling. Was comfortable in the evening. Blessed be God for all my consolations. July 3rd. My heart seemed again to sink. The disgrace I was laid under at college seemed to damp my spirits, as it opens the mouths of opposers. I had no refuge but in God. Blessed be his name, that I may go to him at all times and find him a help. Help. Lord's Day, July 4th. Had considerable assistance. In the evening I withdrew and enjoyed a happy season in secret prayer. God was pleased to give me the exercise of faith, and thereby brought the invisible and eternal world near to my soul, which appeared sweetly to me. I hoped that my weary pilgrimage in the world would be short, and that it would not be long before I should be brought to my heavenly home and Father's house. I was resigned to God's will to tarry his time, to do his work, and suffer his pleasure. I felt thankfulness to God for all my pressing desertions of late, for I am persuaded that they have been made a means of making me more humble and much more resigned. I felt pleased to be little, to be nothing, and to lie in the dust. I enjoyed life and consolation in pleading for the dear children of God and the kingdom of Christ in the world, and my soul earnestly breathed after holiness and the enjoyment of God. O come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. July 29th. I was examined by the association met at Danbury as to my learning and also my experience in religion, and received a license from them to preach the gospel of Christ. Afterward felt much devoted to God, joined in prayer with one of the ministers, my peculiar friend, in a convenient place, and went to bed resolving to live devoted to God all my days. 45.